Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14,
15. 15-minute morning show.
Oh, come on. Let's have a 15-minute morning show podcast. What do you say?
Let's go.
Do it. Last one of the week.
Yay.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
It is
that's
the last
right.
one of the week. Mm-hmm. Thank you for reminding us.
That means it's got to be good. That.
Yes.
Well, no promises. Here on the podcast is Froggy, and there's Scary, and there's Danielle, and there's Garrett, and Straight Nate, and his man bun. There it is. And there's Gandhi, and Scotty B, and in the den, it's the one and only Dave Brody. Here we go. Hey, you know, two episodes ago, you told us that you went and bought your own hacksaw so you could get a doorknob off a door.
Right. So you'll see that the cardboard is back on, and it's going back to Home Depot.
He's returning it.
That didn't work. They told me it would cut right through like butter. It did not do that. So they got me to buy this, which is, if you see, that's a Dremel drill, right?
Right.
And so
not a sponsor.
I used an electric saw, and I cut that sucker in half.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Very good. You did it.
But now you're going to return the saw, too.
They said I could do that. I'm not going to do that. So I had to wear my protective goggles, you know, here. The ones I wore to Scary's house when I went to visit him.
I knew that looked familiar.
Why'd you wear those to Scary's
because
house?
Because I didn't want his COVID in my eyes.
He's a water fountain of COVID.
Oh, my
right.
God.
He's like the lawn sprayer of COVID.
He had a face shield over that, like he was like welding something.
Yeah.
So the doorknob is now out. Are you going to replace that with a new doorknob?
Yes, I've been told that's on, as Froggy would say, it's on my to-do list today.
Right.
To get the new doorknob So if that's what I get for removing the old one, I have no work to do now.
So now we know what's on your to-do list. Let's go around the room. What's on your to-do list today? Oh. Do you have one?
Yes.
Froggy, what's on your to-do list?
Well, number one, my wife knows I have things that I have to do today. I'm going to the Players Golf Tournament with our buddy Rod Phillips, who's in town. So I'm not going to be home at all. She still left a list on the counter of stuff. She said, if you can get to this, it would be great. She knows I have no time. She asked me if I would do the laundry. She asked me if I would wipe down a couple things with some Lysol wipes.
What's the point then? Why would she ask you if she knows that you're not going to do it?
You know what? You just read my mind, Elvis Duran.
Setting up for failure. That's
right.
What it is.
That's exactly what it is.
She can't yell at you.
Okay.
She can't yell at you for not doing it if you don't have the opportunity to not do it.
So I'm going to do a couple things on there and just say, hey, I really tried. I'm really sorry I didn't get to it all.
All right. Well, at least you tried. Hey, Scary, what's on your to-do list today?
Well, I do not have the luxuries of a walk-in closet. My closet has a front bars and back bars. So I'm going to take all the clothes from winter and move them to the back bar and move my summer shirts and stuff and such to the front bars so they're more easily accessible because it will be 70 degrees and sunny today. Today's that day.
Yeah. It is. It's going to be a great day.
Yes, dear.
Danielle, what's on your list?
Oh, my gosh. So I have to finish laundry after we're done here because that's in the dryer right now. I need to go to Party City because I want to check on some stuff for Easter. Monday's my anniversary, and there's something I wanted to pick up for my husband that I saw somewhere, so I have to go and do that. I have to pick up some materials for my kids at their school that they need for homeschooling.
Shit, man. You got a list.
I have a bunch of videos I have to do for sales. I can keep going. It goes on and on.
Wow. How many years?
We will be together 18 years on Monday.
Good for you.
Yay. Yeah, I mean, not together, but we'll be married.
Married.
Yeah,
married. We all knew it wasn't going to last. I mean, we were all so wrong.
Hey, Danielle, wasn't it a year that your husband Sheldon made the basement into like a restaurant and your boys were the waiters?
Last year. Yeah. Last year, for my birthday, actually. Because my
birthday.
Oh,
it was your birthday.
I thought
it was your anniversary.
Your birthday bistro.
We couldn't go anywhere, so we had the birthday bistro. It was so nice.
Garrett, what's on your list today?
All right, so with all the snow pretty much gone in our area, I have to go pick up all the dog poop that has been frozen for the last 4 months because it's been buried under snow. So I'll get that out of the way. And then I have to go to the gym. And then I promised everybody on the block that I would play some wiffle ball later on this afternoon. So
wiffle ball.
All right. That's awesome. Yeah. Nice.
Sounds like fun.
I'm going to make some kids cry.
Except for the dog, the frozen dog poop.
Right. It's the best time to pick up dog poop because it's frozen. Scotty and I talk about this all the time because
I think mine's all thawed. Yeah. Straight Nate, what are you doing today? What's on your list?
Okay, well, Danielle and I think Skiri and Scotty maybe have added to my to-do list because we were talking about Krispy Kreme donuts today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I found out that ShopRite apparently has Krispy Kreme donuts in ShopRite locations.
Yep. So they have a tower.
I just mapped a ShopRite on my...
Don't you love Google's Near Me feature?
Oh, yeah. Man, right there
ShopRite
in Scarsdale.
Near me.
But while I'm there, I have to pick up some Colace donuts.
I have a coupon.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Who has a coupon for Colace? Scotty.
Wait, back up. Why do you have to pick up Colace?
Things aren't moving along the way they should.
Yeah, well, no, we're not getting into it.
Krispy Kreme and Colace in one purchase? Come
thing.
On.
Wait, for people who don't know what that is, it's a stool softener.
Yeah, if I told you, Elvis, you'd say, no, we're not
Nate,
talking about
you
that.
You should try some Smooth Moves tea. It works like a charm.
No, it's not that. I'm not having a problem going. I'm having another problem down there. It's a little too hard.
He's got the roids again? He's got the roids.
I got to Google all the things you would need Colace for.
Gandhi, he's got the roids again.
Got him.
No, I don't have any hemorrhoids.
Okay. So your list is donuts and stool softener.
Sounds like something Chris Hansen
donut.
Would say.
Yeah, okay.
Get the toilet donut so you'd sit on it and be soft.
Okay. Not a bad idea. And then,
is there more? Oh.
It's a date night. I'm going out with Heather. We found a restaurant in Westchester. We're going to go sit outside, have a nice... It's supposed to be 70 degrees.
Do yourself a favor while on date night. Don't talk about your stool softener.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. It ruins the mood.
Well, yeah. Honey, what did you do today?
She suggested I start taking the Colace because I told her my problem. And she said, that's not healthy.
Gandhi, what's on your list? Moving along. Gandhi, what's on your list?
My hair is in braids today because I'm going to see our friend Dina with the pink hair and get this mess handled. And so I'll be a different color tomorrow.
Nice. Tell her we said hi. Yeah. We love her.
I will do that. And that's like a whole day process for me when I go see Dina because I have a lot of hair and it's curly. She changes the color. It takes a while. And then I'm going to work out. And then this evening I have a dinner date with someone, but I don't know if that person remembered because it was not on his to-do list today.
Oh, shit.
Scary.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
No. I made the reservation. No, we are going to dinner. We're going to dinner tonight. We're going to have a steak dinner.
Are we? Okay, I don't know. I think you might have forgotten.
Hold on. Don't you owe Brody a steak dinner?
No!
He owes me a steak dinner.
Well,
he goes out with his friend.
Well, I'm getting
steak
it.
Every week.
Gandhi's getting your steak tonight. Fabulous.
Damn it.
No, that is on my list. I did not forget.
Okay, good,
I
scare.
I didn't want to say it in front of Brody.
Oh, my bad.
yes, you did. You didn't have to say the word steak. You could have said dinner.
Eight and a half years.
It wouldn't have done anything. You've owed him this steak dinner for eight and a half years.
Man.
Scotty B, what's on your list today?
Well, my anniversary is also coming up, so I have to stop off on the way home from work to pick something up for said anniversary.
Get some colas.
Then I'm going on a nice little bike ride. Then a bike ride, and then I have to install 18 door stoppers.
Jeez.
18. Yeah. Okay.
We just got new doors all around the house, so I have to put the little door stops in because the kids bash them into the wall and knock holes in the wall.
There's nothing worse than a door that doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Scotty, do you still have the tandem bike?
Wait. You have 18 doors at your house?
We have more than that, but we just got 18 new ones.
No, Nate's got a back door stop.
Elvis, I hope you do too, Brody.
What's on my list? Yeah. Absolutely nothing.
Are you serious?
Nice.
That's the best
day
ever.
Yes. Well, that's good.
I have a ton of options, and I don't know. I mean, I would want to get outside because the weather's beautiful today. I want to go for a walk or I want to jog. I want to do something.
Come join us for a steak dinner.
Come.
A little far for me to drive, but thank you.
Scary old treat.
Brody still doesn't get the invite.
I got to tell you guys, I've read it once, and I just finished reading it for the second time, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
I have that.
This book is fabulous, and it's so fabulous. I rarely read a book twice. I did twice for that thing.
Okay.
And can you tell it's working? I don't give a fuck.
It's a good one. It's important.
I shared this with some friends the other night, and they think that I'm really creepy. So here in New York City, there's a gay bar up on the east side called The Townhouse. It's famous for it's like walking into a funeral home. I mean, it smells like formaldehyde.
Oh, God.
All the old gay guys are in there, and then they have the hustler boys coming in, and the old gay guys pick up the hustler boys. Well, years and years ago in the 80s, back when AIDS was a huge thing here in New York City, and crime was really, really worse than probably as bad as it is now again.
Oh, God.
There was a guy, they called him the Last Call Killer. And he would go sit by the piano bar at the townhouse, and at last call, he would pick someone up, take them home, and kill them.
Oh, my gosh.
It's in this book. The True Story of Love, Lust, and Murder in Queer New York, Last Call.
Whoa.
Did anyone else see Nate perk up? Nate perked up so fast. He was like,
Were you killing old gay guys at the townhouse?
It's interesting.
I'm so excited to read this because it involves several things that I love. I love New York City history. And I love murder, and it's happening in a bar that I've been to back in my hustler days. I'm kidding.
Elvis, buy the rights. This is a Netflix.
It's still his days.
This is a Netflix movie. Right. Buy the rights now. Just don't even read the book. Buy the rights.
Or maybe buy the moment, like Scary said.
Like Scary said. Yeah. Yep.
And I have something I'm going to say here, and I'm not. And don't ask me to go any further. I think only Nate knows. I have to finalize something that I'm doing next week. I'm doing something very cool next week.
Oh.
And we're going to be in touch with their people today to finalize it.
It's going to
tear Elvis. Your ass up when you hear it.
Really?
Yeah, it's cool. Elvis, I'm so excited. Yes.
I'd like to get a little cocky here for a minute. I also know, and I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, I did tell you.
You did? Haha, everyone. I finally know something.
Yeah, but Brody knows. I needed to tell him that. But yeah. So only Brody and Straight Nate and Alex are the only three people that really know.
Right.
What's
so
that?
If anyone finds out, it's because Alex told you.
What's that? $2 off Colex.
All right.
Colace.
Wow.
Excuse me. Well, I guess we know Scary's moving along good. He's never had to take it.
Well, I want to know what this thing is that's going to tear our asses up, Elvis.
Colace.
Go to the townhouse. Scary, go to the townhouse bar.
Yeah, you'll find out there at the townhouse.
Get your ass
Just don't be the
up.
Last guy.
I want to tell you, but I want you to be surprised. So there's that thin line. What should I do? Nate, should I tell him?
Shouldn't say anything.
No, don't.
Hints.
No, don't.
What about
don't.
Hints?
Yeah, hints.
You'll jinx
no,
it.
No, hints. No. If I give you the hints, you'll know exactly what it is.
Okay.
And Brody is saying I shouldn't. Okay, I'm going to leave it alone. It's happening next Tuesday. I may have to take the day off Tuesday.
Are you getting another dog?
Really?
Yes.
Don't, are you getting another dog?
No. If you think you know what it is, don't.
If he ever gets another dog, I'm going to be like, I'm going to lock him up.
I know what it is.
It's a baby this time.
Oh, Froggy knows what it is?
I think you're finally going to get that penile enlargement that you've been looking at for so long.
Yeah.
Yes, the guy shows up at
five. Those don't work.
That would tear someone's ass up, though, for sure.
Scotty just said those don't work. Can we move back a little bit and find out why he said that?
How do you know that?
You tried those pills?
From the gas station?
I had a pump one time. It was a picture. It doesn't work.
You didn't try the pills from the Canadian pharmacy that they kept offering you in emails?
No, I won't put anything in me.
Canadian pharmacy.
I never understood who would go.
That's not true. That's not true, Scotty.
Who would go into a gas station and go, you know, give me some of that horny goat weed. You know, I just need some horny goat weed right now.
I don't know.
No. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Speaking of wieners. This morning, you know, every morning I talk to Froggy before I come downstairs to do the show.
No, don't repeat this.
Why not?
You go ahead.
He says, have you taken your shower yet? I said, no, I got to rush and get into the shower. I'm running late. He says, okay, when you're scrubbing your wiener, think of me.
Froggy was in a weird place this morning.
Because I thought then he's going to go take a shower, and while he's doing it, he's going to inadvertently go, I hate him. He's not, because he's going to think about me right then.
Follow-up question, Elvis, did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
Excellent.
While scrubbing my wiener.
Mission accomplished.
Right, that's it. There you go. That's all I wanted.
What do you scrub it with?
What?
What do you scrub it with?
Well, no, I'm not kidding. I was taking a shower,
oh,
Scotty.
Okay, I'm just curious.
A loofah? Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you got a loofah.
Hey,
By the way, I had to tell my son last night that you don't use a loofah on the back area. Because there's no way to clean that.
And it rips it.
Yeah, and doesn't it hurt?
How do you know, Scotty?
It rips it.
It does.
Yeah, exactly. How did you know he
Scotty,
was doing
you
that?
Scotty, you know way too much about way too much.
Why? I have an asshole, just like you guys do.
Yeah.
You also have another daughter.
You wanted to know what my problem was, why I'm getting colace. Scotty just
mentioned
it.
The loofah?
What?
Wow.
Tears your ass up? Nate's got
my
a torn ass?
Tore up. Yeah.
Oh, really? Nate.
Why's your ass all torn up?
I don't know. It was very hard the other day.
I was trying to be very gentle with you, Nate.
Yeah. Right. On that note, do not buy dude wipes in mint. Just do the regular ones.
What the hell are dude wipes?
They burn.
Figure it out, Danielle.
You wipe these wipes.
They're like wipes.
We have 30 seconds left, just in case anybody's wondering.
Dude, who's ripping you off with dude wipes?
Flushable wipes. Thought it'd be all fancy.
How much time do we have, Frog?
Baby wipes.
15 seconds.
Oh, thank you, sweet Jesus. It's over.
Pull the ripcord. Pull the ripcord.
No, Nate already did that.
He's having problems.
Oh, yeah. Twice. Oh, my God.
All right, well, I think we've said enough.
Yeah, we've done enough. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.